Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about life. What do I mean by that? Well, we are in the shadow of Pentecost. We just celebrated it this past Sunday, and a little bit before that, I had a goddaughter born. One of the great things of my social media ministry is I got to meet a lot of great people, and some of those people have become wonderful friends, and the Annie and Chuck have asked me many, many months ago to become a godfather to their child, and the little child was born this past week. Miriam is her name, and she's cute as a button. If you follow me on social media, you've seen some pictures, and etc. And, you know, I want to talk about life a little bit because, you know, this sort of the giving of divine life is actualizing the person of the Holy Spirit. It has been won for us and sent to us by Christ, and we are able to participate in it because of the Holy Spirit who has been poured forth into our hearts. And when we celebrate things like baptism, when we celebrate the gift of new children and family, we celebrate that life and open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit. You know, we in the Catholic Church get derided at times like, you only care about the birth of babies, but then after that you don't. No. It's the totality of the person. We reach out, and this is where, you know, sort of mainstream media does a disservice because it works against the church in this way. It sort of just points the negative, but it doesn't get into the minutiae of the different activities of life within the ministries of the Catholic Church. Going to prisons, going to work at migrant camps, going to safeguard and protect children who are being abused and exploited. There's all this totality of the preservation of life that we in the church are trying to participate in, trying to cultivate, trying to strengthen, and trying to help the world to realize the necessity of. It just so happens that in moments of little children, there is a sort of crisp nice that cuts to the cold and stony hearts of people to wake them hopefully up to the necessity of actualizing the protection of all human life. But we have to begin with the littlest and the most innocent. If you're not born, then how can you be cared for in a multitude of other ways? How can you be supported in a multitude of other ways? How can you be a person that grows in charity and cares for others unless you have that opportunity of birth? So when we are celebrating the Holy Spirit, we're celebrating the gift of life that has been won for us in Jesus Christ, and that gift of life that we are called to go out and share by word and by deed. I mentioned a whole list of deeds just a second ago, but there's also the proclamation of the word Jesus Christ too. So we're people of both and, you know, when I'm reflecting on this gift of Miriam, my new goddaughter, and getting ready to travel down to the baptism, etc., I can't help but think about the necessity of the Holy Spirit in our lives as we seek to be people that not only proclaim the necessity of life and claim the dignity of life and the need to safeguard and work to safeguard the necessity and the dignity of human life through all forms in this world, but we also actualize that by doing things about it. Catholics have always been a people of both ends. Even though there's been moments of imperfection in the history of the church, and in those moments of imperfection, great darkness and evil, that doesn't detract from the baseline, from the foundational aspects of who we are in Jesus Christ, who we proclaim and who we minister to through our lives here on earth. So if you can't tell, I have a lot of joy in my heart. I'm looking forward to getting to meet little Miriam and to be with the family down in a state I won't mention. I don't want to give away their location. But, you know, as we continue to maybe ruminate on the presence of the Spirit in our life, think about where those points of life are that you can celebrate. Those relationships that just make life worth living in your lives and celebrate. And also, where can you go forward to be a minister of life? You know, maybe going to pray in front of an abortion clinic, or maybe getting involved with a prison ministry, or maybe getting involved with local services that support women in need. Maybe opening up your houses to women that are in need, that need shelter. Or maybe you're a business owner and you have a possibility for part-time work that you can aid people, aid women and husbands and, you know, fathers in need that just need that little support during a rough patch in their life. All of this is pro-life stuff. All of this is pro-life stuff. There's nothing new here under the sun. But we always, as people of Christ, need to make sure people realize, why do we do these things? Not just because we're awesome people, but because we serve a Savior who gave his life up for us. And by giving up these things in our life for the sake of others, we emulate and make him known. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you like other things or are interested in other things that I'm doing, check me out at thefrankfryer.com. There at my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can find blog posts, you can find Catholic Stand articles, you can find YouTube videos, links to my social media items that I use, and you can even email me. All this, of course, through thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I've been praying for you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.